Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthian, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." When the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, the people involved knew about it. The disciples knew about it, speaking in languages they'd never learned, and all at once experiencing new power, joy, boldness. The Jews who had gathered in Jerusalem knew about it too. Some were amazed, others just assumed the disciples were drunk. The history of the church is about the person of the Holy Spirit filling ordinary followers of Jesus and changing them for good. This is the history of King's Church too. Our church began when a small group of people felt called to meet on a housing estate in Hazelmere, just yards from where our Hazelmere site is today. One by one, this group of ordinary people began to be filled with the Holy Spirit in normal, everyday places. In a home, on the train, and for one young girl, in the school classroom on a Monday morning. And it changed them. Frank Matthews, who led the church, recalled how the Holy Spirit changed him. He said, "I was still Frank, but Jesus was now so wonderful, precious, and glorious. I forgot about the Spirit and worshipped Jesus. What happy days these were. We were as free as the air and thrilled with the Lord Jesus." The group experienced joy, boldness, freedom, and excitement, and a new love for Jesus. And it was the Holy Spirit who made the difference. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. We cannot live the Christian life without him. Have you had your own Pentecost moment? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? And if you have you been filled recently? We encourage you this week to find a space and to ask God to fill you with his Spirit. Ask and see what the Father will do. What experiences have you had of the Holy Spirit? Find some space to ask the Father to fill you with the Spirit today.